What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. Broker production slows in the wake of HECM changes. Lenders still see potential despite the recent reverse mortgage reforms. Experts are divided if we're in another housing bubble and considering the sale of their reverse mortgage division. You're listening to the latest installment of news and commentary for all things reverse mortgage. It should come as no surprise, but yes, broker production has slowed considerably after reverse mortgage changes, which went into effect October 2nd. In fact, brokers say they are feeling the impact. September was a rush of activity as people tried to push their loans through in the effort to beat the clock. But today, things have slowed to a crawl for many. Jimbo King, a broker with McGowan King Mortgage in Birmingham, Alabama, told Reverse Mortgage Daily the rush was a strain. It really crashed the whole system from the counselors to the brokers. Everybody was overwhelmed. Since then, turn times have slowed. I expect we'll go dark for a while. Glenn Smart of Nova Home Loan said, after the financial assessment, we went through the same thing. We were slow for a while before it picked up again. Right now, new applications have crawled to next to nothing. We've unfortunately had a significant number of folks who could have been better served under the old principal limit factors. Now they have to bring in cash or it's no longer effective, he added. It's unfortunate the number of folks who couldn't be helped now. They're almost paying a penalty for the old book of business. The phrase paying for the sins of the past has often come to mind for me personally. In fact, I've said it here on this show. But the truth be told, the recent reforms are designed to help to make the home equity conversion mortgage financially viable and much less prone to have losses in the future. We can never erase the past losses with the recent changes to the program. Now, brokers today are looking at a drop in volume and also revenue. Mac Tenet of Access Mortgage says they're tweaking their model to adjust to a 40% decline in expected revenues. And he also adds that the higher upfront mortgage insurance premium, that's the FHA insurance, is part of the problem, saying the principal limit is not a big deal, but we're getting pushback on the closing costs. If you're having deja vu all over again, as a great Yogi Berra said, it's no mistake because the cost objections to the reverse mortgage were one of the most common ones that we heard because of the upfront FHA insurance premiums and the high origination fees. Now, the origination fees, of course, were capped many years ago, but the return of origination fees coupled with the higher upfront FHA insurance premium really underscores the importance to explain to your potential borrowers what that insurance is buying them. Truth be told, the FHA insurance protects the lenders against loss, but it also helps to ensure that the borrower will never miss a 10-year payment should the lender be unable to make it. And more importantly, those with a high mortgage balance are actually not going to see an increase in their upfront FHA insurance premium. They'll see a 0.5% reduction. That's right. It's those borrowers who had low utilization that'll see the biggest hike. But again, only talk about the program as it stands today. And HECMWorld.com, we actually go over the cost comparisons pre and post October 2nd so you can see for yourself. There remains not only a glimmer of hope, but optimism for some HECM lenders. One sees the potential even after the recent changes enacted on October 2nd. Homebridge Financial says despite the industry jitters and concerns, they still see promise in the home equity conversion mortgage. Dino Guardino, the company's national reverse mortgage program director, told Reverse Mortgage Daily, I have been in the reverse industry for 14 years, and the only thing I can count on is change. Todd McKenzie, who is the president and also chief of staff, added, the reverse eligible homeowner is a market that has been underserved with the withdrawal of the big banks from this space, which we are excited to be serving. Now, they are engaging in what many call generational lending. It's the idea that a single company can provide traditional mortgages for their younger borrowers and then also transition to reverse mortgages for their older borrowers or for the parents of the adult children. At Homebridge, they recently hired 30 reverse-specific originators. Guadagnino also pointed out that the HECM for purchase borrower no longer needs to wait for the CO or the certificate of occupancy, and that will help the originator engage with both builders and realtors without the unnecessary hurdle of waiting, saying This has opened up opportunities and is allowing our reverse specialist to have a conversation with builders that before was a lot more difficult. If you were a homeowner in the years 2008 and 9, then you know just how ugly a housing bubble can be and what the resulting fallout is financially. And some experts are beginning to ask, are we entering another one? But others are divided, saying, not so fast. Now, the Urban Institute says there's no concern for another national bubble, but some regional markets could be showing signs of trouble. There's justified reason for concern among some experts because housing bubbles are primarily fed by cheap money, low interest rates, and the increased consumer demand. But today, we see some metropolitan areas that could be showing signs of trouble. More specifically, the precursors when home prices are rising faster than the median family's ability to buy a typical home. The study examined the Housing Finance Policy Center's Affordability Index, and it shows just how much house the median household can in fact afford. And according to that metric, the hypothetical median family has the ability to pay about $70,000 more than the median home sale price back in 2006. But that same family would be about $22,000 short of the median price. The report says, despite the recent increases, house prices remain affordable by historical standards, suggesting that home prices are tracking a broader economic expansion, the authors wrote. At a national level, then, we are not in a bubble and nowhere near the situation we saw preceding the 2008 housing crisis. But there are some metropolitan areas that do raise concerns, that is, comparing the appreciation in the home prices and affordability in the top 37 metropolitan statistical areas, what we like to call MSAs. These were ranked in terms of what they call the bubble watch list. Now, the West Coast saw the greatest number, that is San Francisco and San Jose metropolitan areas tied at number one. Oakland actually tied with Miami on the East Coast for third place, and Portland, Oregon tied with Seattle for fifth. Now, the significant weaknesses in these particular areas is a housing shortage, and they are the top targets for foreign investors and also non-traditional investors that have begun buying homes to convert them into rental units. And in our last segment, one company is still considering the sale of their reverse mortgage division. Ocwen Financial Corporation announced last week on Thursday the $6 million loss for the third quarter of 2017. But they also repeated their desire to potentially sell off or spin off their reverse mortgage lending arm, known as Liberty Home Equity Solutions. CEO Ron Ferris said during a shareholders call, "We are currently evaluating our long-term strategy there, including the potential sale of the reverse mortgage lending business or some assets of the business." Despite the fact that they could be looking for a potential buyer, Ocwen also touted Liberty's 7% increase in HECM lending as compared to the third quarter of 2016. But again, it's a question of focus as they are looking to shed non-core assets, saying, "We will not hesitate to scale back, close, or sell underperforming businesses or product lines." And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to visit us at HECMWorld.com for our latest videos and commentary, and also blog articles. Again, thank you for listening, and we will see you here again next week. Don't forget that you can subscribe to our show on iTunes, or you can also find us at Podbean.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.